back puzzle.
Three fucking between
of empty space.
Between the
schach and the walls of the sukkah. The schach is puzzle.
Alright.
Sorry, having that breakfast.
That's unhealthy.
No? What can you do? Okay. Bayis shenifras v'sikei halgabav. Right. So basically, you had a house, right? You took off the roof, and then you put schach on top. Yesh min hakoisel l'sikul arba amos. Psula.
Sorry, I just hot water down the room.
So I got the milk in.
If there's four amos, or more between the wall and the schach, then the schach will be puzzle. Which, what's that halacha called? Okay, so what does that we learn so far from the Mishnah? When the definite comment not apply? If there's empty space, right? If there's a wall, if there's an actual roof, then we can use the halacha of definite comment. If there's an empty space, then the halacha of definite comment does not apply. Aha. It's a big dove. Okay. That's I'm on top of the current finish. I really hope it doesn't pull. Anyway, okay. They fly in every cell. You haven't seen it before? It's very big. V'chein chatzer shehi mukefes achsadra. Right, and this is also true for a chatzer, which is walled in, right? Meaning, those permanent walls are perfectly fine for a sukkah. You can just stick stuff on top and it's all good. Sukkah d'ela shehi kifuah b'davar she'en v'sachin boi. You have a big sukkah, right? And then basically what you did was you made a cornice around of things that can't be used for schach. You basically create a roof around the edge of things that can't be used for schach. If there's more than four amos, then the sukkah is psula. Meaning, dofina kulma isn't something that just happens, like as in if you happen to use a wall which happens to have a bit of roof jutting out. You can deliberately build a dofina kulma as long as it's within our bounds.
So, it's possible that the whole sukkah cannot. So, if you have like a house that goes like that, and then you just sort of use the little bit in the middle, it's not good.
Wait, what?
So the whole sukkah is possible, not just.
Yeah.
Not just the area.
If the schach is not within four amos of either three tefachim of the walls or four amos in the event that there's roof. Right, then the entire sukkah is puzzle because you need walls and schach to have a sukkah, and then the walls and schach aren't connected to each other.
Can you sit under the area of the less than arba amot of the zayfen akuma?
Not if you're male.
Not if you're male.
Yes. As in, not if you're chayav in sukkah. The reason why I say that is because actually it's quite common, right? A dofina kulma sukkah is a really common thing. Like if anybody builds their sukkah on the porch, there's a very high chance that there will be a dofina kulma. No.
Yeah.
It's really normal. And lamaisa, what often happens is that the mother or daughters often end up sitting under there just because they're not chayev. On the other hand, they want to be part of the meal. On the other hand, there's not enough room, so they sit there.
Or it's closest to the kitchen.
I mean, normally you'd want to set up the table in such a way that everybody can be actually sitting on the sukkah. But if you can't, then that's obviously the solution. Okay. Alright, kol hani lamili. Sricha, why do you need all of these things that seem to say exactly the same thing? Okay? Sricha, why do we need to mention both the yard and the house? Because the walls of the yard weren't really made for living in. The walls of the house were, so it's like a living space, you just took off the roof. The walls of the yard were not, by the way, you can imagine, in the time of Gemara, this might have not have been as uncommon as it sounds to us. And these days, the only way we can do this is if you have a glass roof, right? You have a retractable roof.
I've seen people do that,
right?
Fans.
It's not legally practical all the time because, like, the way most people do it is they do it on top of their dining room and then there's nowhere to put a bed, but fine. Right, theoretically, right, that's the way you do it. No? In the time of the Gemara, if you've got a thatch roof, taking off the thatch and then putting on, like, it's not the biggest deal. Right? So you can imagine they might have actually done this. It might not be that uncommon.
Yes.
Okay. if you would have thought the house, because the place that you live in, the yard is not, those walls weren't made for living in, and that might, you might have thought it's possible. No, it's not. And if you'd just done those two, but not the big sukkah, where you basically put around the edge of the roof some schach, which is actually possible, you might have thought that if you put deliberately down schach possible, that does not work for a doichan akum, huh?
Why would you put down schach
possible? I'm not sure, I was thinking about that as well. I don't know what the hikikim stuff that is. Anyway, so you might have thought that deliberately putting down schach pasul is different to just sort of finding schach pasul, right? No, the answer is it's not different.
You make it deliberate to open up room.
Yeah.
You want to trick someone and make them believe that they filled the mitzvah of sukkah, but you didn't. So you
I'm pretty sure that's an Isidore Isa.
And something that impedes shuvah.
Yeah. You read Perek Dalet of the Rambam? Very nice. Okay, Amarabba. Ashkachtinu l'arban devir abdi yatsi b'chamri abir poisel b'shloisha tzach posel poisel b'arba. We found the Rabbanan who was sitting in the base midrash of Rav, right? And they said the following. If you've got air, meaning you've got no tzach, then that's possible with three. If you've got parcel staff, that parcels with four. That's what our Mishnah said, right?
Yes.
V'amina Luana, and I said to them, "Avir de poisel b'shloisha min alahu desnanir because it's chachmin in the ponis shloisha tefachim psula." Okay, so then it says, "How do you know that air parcels with only three tefachim?" Right, if it's open air, if it's there's just no schach, how do you know that parcels with three tvachim? Because the mission says, if you make the schach three tvachim away from the walls, it's parcel. How the whole sukkah is parcel? Okay. So the schach parcel nami lo lifsel ela barabam is disnan. Baish nifkas v'sikha vav, and yesh bin sikhul chesel abram is psula. And then I said to them, if you've got schach posel, right? It shouldn't become posel the sukkah with less than arba amos, right? Why? Because the Mishnah says that a house, which you took off the roof and then you put schach on it, if there's between the schach and the walls for amos, then it's possible. V'amrli. And what's... why is the difference? Right? He asked them, what's the difference between these two halachas?
Between
the schach pasul and the air, right? Why are they distinct? And then they said to him, V'amrli, and they said to me, Bar mi na da'i de'rav shmul amri tarvayim v'shum de'fana kuma naguba. He said, that's a halacha called Dofina Kuma. That's a special halacha called Dofina Kuma. That's why having actual roof, schach pasul, is distinct from having no schach at all.
So, i.e., Dofina Kuma is actually the tefach.
Not Arbamos.
Arba Amos.
Yeah, it's the Arba Amos. Right? Arba Amos of pasul schach, connecting the kosher schach to the wall.
That is a lot of space.
Yeah. Okay. V'aminu l'ana, I said to them, Ma ilu ikaschach pasul pachis mi'arba'a ve'avar pachis mishleisha? Mai, kshira? Mai b'shudin, mai, psula? V'lo ye'avira pachisul b'shleisha kaschach pasul ha'pachisul be'arba'a? So he said to them, what if I had schach posel, which is a little less than arba amos, right? And that itself was a little less than three tvachim away from the wall.
Posel schach is three tvachim away from the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's a great question.
Right? What's so, mate? Kshira, it should be kosher. If you then filled that empty... What are you doing?
Huh?
What are you doing?
Filling with me, possibly.
If you then filled that empty space with more schach pasul, right? What's the halacha? Psula. there's, then it would become possible because there's more than arba amos of stach possible.
The air joins with this.
Right, v'lo ye'avir ha'posel b'shloshah k'tzach ha'posel ha'posel b'arba. It says, I don't understand. Why are we distinguishing between tzach posel and noschach? They should be the same thing. Right? Minimally, what you'd say is that arba amis from the wall, not arba amis from the start of tzach posel. No?
Arba amis?
Basically, what we just said is that the halacha is that if it's arba amis from where the schach pasul starts, that's when the sukkah would be pasul. Meaning you can be up to a little bit less than 3 tefachim away from the wall and have a little bit less than 4 tefachim, 4 amis of schach pasul, and that would be a kosher deif in a kuma.
So why isn't why?
But that totals to more than 4 amis away from the wall, right? So if you were to fill in that empty space which you put in with bits right in the middle, that's definitely schach pasul. Right? You would have more than 4 amis of tzach pasul. He's like, I don't get it. It should be 4 amis on the wall.
Wait, so if you don't fill that area with
then it'd be kosher.
Then it's kosher.
Then fill it with tzach pasul, which is like urim or mekel usually, then having no tzach at all, then it would become pasul. Right? That's the kashi's asking. V'amruli, and they said to me, if that were the case, le didach nami de amras chach pasul pesel barabamis ma ilu ikas chach pasul pachis barabamis barab pachis mishleish maik sheira maik bishpudim maik psula le yaavira pesel bishleisha kisach pasul ha pesel barabamis. What was that? Just a okay, so what he's saying is that you want to say that there's no distinction between between Doif Nakuma and there should be no distinction between Doif Nakuma and just air, right? That was your vote, right? One, they should have the same din.
Yes.
Right? So then they say, if that's true, then reverse it. Right? Surely you would agree that if you can get Arba Amis away from the wall with Tzach Pasul and then have 3 Tfachim of open air, that would be fine, right? Because that's just classic Lovewood. But if you were to then fill that 3 Tfachim in with Tzach Pasul, then it would be Pasul for sure. You would agree, right? So what's the difference between the case and the case that you gave us? It must be there's a difference between open air and Tzach Pasul. The question is...
I just missed that last little bit.
The question is, they basically reversed it. He suggested to them, right, an interesting contradiction,
open
right?
Air.
If you have open air right next to the wall,
yes,
right?
Then,
let's then you have... If this is... Thank you. This is the wall of the sukkah, right? And you have 3 tefachim of open air here.
And then
4 amos of stach pasul, right? So that, he pointed out, would be kosher, based on what they were saying. But if you were to then have, if you were to then fill in the 3 tefachim of open air with stach pasul, it would be possible because you have more than 4 amos of stach pasul.
Yes.
And he said, that doesn't make any sense.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Because normally we assume that stach pasul is less chamer than open air. But in here it sounds like it's being more chamer.
Yes.
Right?
No.
They said, well, just imagine the opposite case. What if you had 4 amos of pasul tzach? Right, you have your Dofen Akuma, and then you have 3 Tfachim of open air, and then you have your Kasher Tzach. That would be fine because of classic Lovewood,
yeah.
No?
Yes.
Because you're within this Kosher Tzach, is even 3 Tfachim of the Pasul Tzach, and the Pasul Tzach forms the Dofen Akuma. No?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. But then if you fill in those three tfachim of open air with pasul stach, then you would agree it's pasul, but then you have more than four amos of pasul stach. So you can ask exactly the same question, and they said, surely you would agree about that case, so why have you got such a problem with ours?
Yes.
Mm. Right, that was the question they asked. Derech agav, I don't know if I explained this at some point. Doif in the kuma, do you know what it translates as?
Yes, isn't it like a horizontal wall?
What?
Curved wall.
No, a crooked wall.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea is the wall, we imagine all the sukkah is extending from the top here, from where the pasul tzchach ends, all the way down to the ground in the diagonal. Right, it's a slanted wall. Now we're imagining a slanted wall instead of a straight wall.
Okay.
That's why you can't sit underneath there. Because you're sitting underneath the wall and not underneath the tzchach.
Do you have diagonal walls?
So it's as if we see the wall as the hypotenuse.
They can't, not too diagonal, because then it might. Kids are a little bit of diagonal is probably not a problem. One,
we see the wall as the hypotenuse
of that triangle. Yeah, and so if you, and that's why you can't sit underneath it, because if you did, you're effectively not sitting under the stuff, you're sitting under the wall.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. You're not.
Unless you lie down, and you're like within the what's in a quarter, the diagonal.
Like you mean
you
if you're
like eat lying down?
I don't.
No, it's not about straight lines. It's about where the sky is.
Okay. Okay. So this is Leah. So this is Amina Luana, and then I said to them, "Hi, my. What do you mean? This isn't such a big kasha. Bishlam adidi and my. Okay. Bishlam adidi da Amina." Araba amis mishum shiura velav shiura hu? Hi, lav shiura hu, kevin delay shavu shiura yula dadi lamit starfi. That did hu damri shiur mishum haflaga, malis palig bistach puzzle, malis palig bistach puzzle the opener. Okay. It says, for me, what's his for, right? He's got the Mishnah as well. He's rejecting the idea of Dofna Kulma. Right? That's the vort. But he's still got to explain the Mishnah. He's basically rejected Dofna Kulma. We'll get to that. He's just got to explain the Gemara. I'll translate it now. Right? He's basically rejected Dofna Kulma, right? That's what he's done. He's rejected this halakha Mishnah we've seen called Dofna Kulma. He doesn't need this. Right? But he still has a Mishnah, and the Mishnah still says you can get Arba Amis away from the wall with pasul tzchach. Right? So how are you going to learn that? It is not Dofna Kulma. What is it? This is just a shir. Well, we have shirim in the halacha. How far can kosher tzchach be away from the wall?
He's rejecting that second case.
Basically, he's saying there's no difference, right? He's saying the point is that the tzchach can be arba amos from the wall, right? And I don't care what exactly is dividing between the tzchach and the wall. That's what it should be. That's what he said, right? That's not consistent with the Mishnah, but that's exactly his problem, right? Because he doesn't understand. That is, that's what it should be. For you, who says that there's doif in a kum, and therefore, I can distinguish between the two cases you drew, right? What am I talking about? I'm talking about how far is the end of the pasul tzchach from the wall? And I don't care what actually interceded. That doesn't matter to me. Right? For you, who say that there is a... the empty space isn't viewed as an extension of more pasul tzchach. The mental space is afterwards. Remember, we discussed the case that they asked him. Right, first you have pasul tzchach, and then you have the three tzchachim of empty space. The empty space isn't viewed as an extension of pasul tzchach. Right, you're just measuring from the wall until the end of the pasul tzchach.
Yes.
But for you, right? He says, for you, lid avaled, eladid. Who for you, damn research your mishum aflaga, mali yisbelig b'schach pasul, mali yisbelig b'schach parsha. For you, it sounds like it's about the distance between the kosher schach and the wall, not the difference between the end of the pasul schach and the wall. Right? How much pasul schach can you have? It's about how close does the kosher schach need to be to the wall. If that's true, then what difference does it make? Why would it make a difference to you what's dividing between them, such that you can then end up with basically four amis and three trachim instead of just four amis? He says, for me, basically what I'm saying is just a shir. How much kosher pasul slacha are you allowed to have in a sukkah? The answer is up to four amos away from the wall.
Regardless whether it's air or shikudim, the whole
No, that's how far the pasul slacha can extend out. What exactly is making it pasul? Don't care that much. Right? And then when we get to those three tvachim at the end, that works for a different rule. That works for lavud. Right, and I'm not bothered by that. But for you, you're saying that it works with Dofen Akuma, that essentially if we have our wall here, right, and our Pasul Schach, and then we have our Kasha Schach, so we're viewing, we've got a diagonal wall, right, and that diagonal wall is connecting the base of the wall to the Kosher Schach. So then it shouldn't be about how much Pasul Schach can you have, it should be about how close does the kosher schach need to be to the wall? Right? That should be the question.
Does it make a difference how much pasul schach is?
No. It just matters how close the kosher schach is to the wall. Now, that's what he's saying. If you believe in the halacha called Dofen Akuma, then it should matter only how close the kosher schach is to the wall, not how much pasul schach there is. In which case, you shouldn't be able to add another three tvachim of open air over there. Right, that doesn't make sense for you. In your lambdas, that makes no sense.
Why can't lavud still work?
Sorry, because it's lavud to go up to pasul schach, and then the rest of the pasul schach is four amis and three tvachim out, which means your kosher schach is four amis and three tvachim away from the wall, which is too far.
But if you see it as a wall,
no, but the lavud is connecting between two things that are pasul. Right, the lavud isn't connecting to anything, remember? We said this, the lavud has to connect. Lavud has to connect to something. There has to be something on both sides.
But if you see the pasul schach as an extension of the wall...
But then the pasul schach is extending four amos and three tvachim instead of just four amos. And we said the four amos is the maximum it can extend. Right? In other words, lavud, he's saying, lavud doesn't mean that space doesn't exist, right? That space is there.
That's only if the lavud extends the pasul schach, not if the lavud extends the kosher schach.
How can lavud possibly extend the kosher schach? The lavud isn't touching this kosher schach.
The gaps between the wall and the pasul schach.
Right, the gap, we've got gap, and then we've got pasul schach, and then we've got kosher schach.
Oh, we're dealing with that case.
Yeah, so he's saying, for you, I don't understand, right? There is no kosher schach here, and there is more than four amos between the kosher schach and the wall, and therefore, there should be no dofen akuma in your lamdas.
Fine.
Yeah? Got it. We will continue, please, God, tomorrow. And